Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹朋友们大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们继续来学习爱的真谛。
In the morning, we're going to share this topic with everyone. Love is keeping no records of wrong.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
第四节以下。
The latter portion of verse 4.
哥林多前书十三章第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。第五节。
Verse 5.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，然后不计算人的恶。
Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Verse 5. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil.
Okay, 那这里我们最近呢，一个多月来在温哥华这边都有学习爱的真理。
In the past months, we have been learning on this topic about love.
因为爱是人间最美的东西。
Because love is the most wonderful thing in the human world.
也是神给人最好的礼物。
As well as it's the best gift that has been given by God.
但是人间对爱的定义往往是被世俗文化所影响。
However, our definition of love has been always be defined by human values.
常常是跟神的真理有点差距。
More than often, it's always contrary of the teachings of God.
我们常常以为爱是一种感觉。
More than often, we thought that love is just a feeling.
有了这种感觉就爱，这种感觉不见了就不爱了。
If I have the feelings, I have love. But if I don't, so does my love.
但是保罗被圣灵感动。
So Paul has been inspired by Holy Spirit.
在写哥林多前书的时候，写到十三章这边就讲了很多爱的道理。
And that's how he has written this book of Corinthians. And up to chapter 13, he spoke about love.
因为他说在教会里面有很多不同的恩赐。
Because in the church, everyone has different kind of gifts.
但是最大的也最重要的就是要从神来的爱。
But the greatest of all and the most important of all is love from God.
我们一句一句都学习到。今天呢，我们就来按照进度继续来看第五节。这里说爱是不计算人的恶。
As we progress on our study on love, then we would like to study on this topic for the next one, which is not to keep a record of others wrong.
我们人都喜欢做记录。
And as men, we often like to keep records.
用越重要的事情就越要记录。
The more important the matter is, the more it will be more needed for you to keep record of.
譬如说你是开公司的，或者是你在会计部做事情的。
Take for instance, if you have a company or if you are a bookkeeper.
那你公司里面的账出出入入的每一笔大小。算到几分几毛都要记得很清楚。
And there are a lot of account receivable, payable, everything you have to keep detailed records.
你自己个人的财务也是一样。
It also applies to your personal finance.
你赚了多少钱，或者你这个月花了多少，你也要做一个记录。
And how much income you have and how much expenses do you have in the month you have to keep record.
那你欠银行多少钱，或者是你在银行里面存了多少，你也要做记录。
Or you have put in so much money into savings in a bank, as well as how much money have you borrowed from the bank. You have to keep record of them.
你不能糊糊涂涂的，里面有什么，或者是欠多少都不知道。
You cannot just casually not keeping any record of whatever you have borrowed or whatever you have saved.
所以人欠你的，还有你欠人的，你都要做记录。
Anything that you owe to others or anything that others owe to you, you have to remember.
但是这里告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
And there's one very critical principle over here.
没有错，在商业、在工作、在财务上，你要做很完整的记录。
And it is true that in terms of running a business or personal finance, we have to keep detailed records of them.
但是如果你想要一个好的人际的关系，
However, if you want a good interpersonal relationship,
如果你心里面想要得到从神来的平安，
And if you want to truly receive the peace from God,
你要我们要一起来学习一件事情。
And we have to all together mutually learn about this thing.
这要不要做某一种的记录。
Which is not to keep a certain kind of record.
圣经鼓励我们，别人对我们的恩典，好的事情，我们要记住，要把它记录。
The Bible tells us that any favor or any good things that others has done upon us, we have to remember.
但是对别人对我们的亏欠，我们就尽量不要去做记录。
But in the opposite, anything that people has done to us, such as wrongs or accusations, we should not keep records.
我们可以想象，如果我们今天有一个小的记录本子。
It's just likened to a day runner that we may have today.
以前没有平板电脑，没有手机之前，我们都是用小的笔记本。
And in the past, when we did not have all these smartphones or iPads, we used day runners to keep records.
把重要的事情记起来。
We record important things.
那如果我们从起床那一刻到晚上睡觉的时候。
And right from the point where you got up from your bed or to the time when you go to bed again.
如果你尝试把所有不开心的事都记录下来。
If you try to record everything that is unpleasing to you in the day.
应该会不少。
I believe there got to be a lot of them.
因为很多不开心的事情其实跟别人是有关的。
Because a lot of things that are not making you happy has to do with those people who are around you.
除了天气之外，你没有办法改变。
Other than the weather that you cannot change.
通常我们的不快乐跟别人有关系。
And more than often, things that makes us unhappy has to do with people around you.
那如果我们仔仔细细的把所有不开心的事情都记录下来。
And if you try to make a record of all these unhappy things.
每天都有一张，或者是好几页。
And every day you have a page of it, or maybe several pages of it.
加起来一年就很厚了。
And in a year's time, you're going to accumulate a thick record of them.
那如果有这种记录,
and if you have this kind of record,
那每天我们看, 就会再一次的不开心。
And if you were to revisit the notes that you made on the record, it will make you unhappy again.
本来可能都忘记了。
Maybe initially you have already forgotten about it.
但是一看又想起了。
But once you read it, you remember it again.
那为什么保罗被圣灵感动说爱是不计算，就是不记录人的这个恶呢？
So why did Paul says that keeping no records of others wrong?
我们来分享几点。
Let's share a few points.
第一点呢，是因为天父也常常不记录我们自己的恶。
The first important point is that the Lord God has never keep a record of all of our wrongs.
我们看诗篇的三十二篇。
Please turn to Psalm Chapter 32.
诗篇的三十二篇。
Psalm chapter 32.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇三十二篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
这里大卫他最有体验。
So David has great experience of God.
虽然大卫在圣经里面称为合神心意的人。
Even though David was someone who's pleasing to God,
他曾经非常的谦卑，曾经非常的正直。
He was once very upright. He was once very righteous.
在神面前也非常的好。
And before God, he was a good man.
但是他也犯了很多圣徒没有犯的错。
But he has also at the same time committed a lot of sins that many others have not committed.
这个错呢，你可以说在圣经里面所有的伟人里面找不到的。
And the kind of sin that he has committed cannot be found in any other important characters in the Bible.
第一呢，他抢了人家的太太。
And first of which is that he has taken the wives of others.
跟人家太太犯了奸淫。
And he also committed adultery with the wife of others.
他用诡计杀了别人的先生。
And he also plotted against the husband of the wife that he has taken, and he killed him.
再来呢，他用很多方法来掩盖这个事实。
And also he has used many ways to cover his sins.
他常要用自己的方法去遮盖自己的罪。
And he used his own means to cover his own sin.
但是在神看来，看得都很清楚。
But then to God, God has seen it very clearly.
神差遣先知拿单去责备他。
And God has sent a prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
他的良心被唤醒。
And his conscience was once again recalled.
他悔改。
And he repented.
竟然神说我赦免你。
And to our surprise, that God has forgiven him.
但是神让他受一辈子的苦。
But then God, God has given him a suffering for life.
神让他付出代价。
And God wanted him to pay his price for it.
但是神答应。我不再纪念你的这个恶。
But then God promised him that his sins will not be remembered.
所以大卫啊，在写这个诗的时候，心里面就很有感受。
Therefore, when David wrote this psalm, he has great feelings towards it.
一个人得到最大的福气是什么呢？
He said, "What is the greatest blessings that one can receive?"
不是得到天下的钱财。
It is not about all the money in the world.
也不是坐在最高的位置。
It is not about the highest status of all.
一个人。最大的福气就是可以蒙神的赦免。
The greatest blessings that you can ever receive from God is the forgiveness that you receive from God.
那如果你自己做了一些对不起神的事情
，and if you have done anything that has gone against God，
其实心里会很难受的。
And you may feel very uneasy。
不晓得大家我们人生当中啊有没有犯过一些错误？
If we look at our past life, maybe we have done a lot of wrongs towards God.
有时候想想自己年轻的时候怎么会这样子。
And think about your younger days, why did you behave the way you did?
为什么我那么任性？
And why was I so stubborn?
为什么我不听我的父母的话或者是神的话？
Why was I not able to listen to the words of my parents?
有时候回头一看觉得哎呀怎么会这样子？
In retrospect, you will be surprised to find the things that you did before.
这个时候如果你能够蒙到你父母的体谅或者是蒙神的赦免。
At the point, if you are able to be forgiven by your parents or be forgiven by God,
那种心呢、啊、就很平安了、啊，就很踏实了、啊。
And you will feel the true peace in you.
所以天父、啊、其实一直在把我们原来被记录的这个过犯呢、啊，慢慢的涂抹。
Our heavenly Father is always trying to wipe out all of our sins that we committed.
虽然天父有记录。
Even though there's a record,
但是到最后呢，这个记录呢，他就拿掉了，他就把它丢掉了。
But eventually he will take away all the records.
因为我们向他的悔改。
Because we repented.
所以大卫说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这个人是最有福气的。
Therefore, David, King David said that blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sins is covered.
当你躺下去睡觉的时候，哎，你心很平安。
When you lay down to sleep, you feel the peace.
就算今天晚上你断气了。
And just like if you were to give up your last breath tonight.
今天如果温哥华地震。
And or if there's going to be an earthquake in Vancouver.
如果海啸今天来了。
Or if there is a tsunami today happened in Vancouver.
或者是北韩的飞弹打来北美洲了。
Or even North Korea were to launch a missile to North America.
如果今天是世界末日。
If today is the end of the world.
你的生命结束了。
And it's the end of your life.
但是如果你心里面非常确定神已经赦免了你。
But if you are for certain that you know that God has forgiven you.
那就算你要离开，你也不会害怕。
Even at the point of departure, you will never be afraid of.
这个就是真正的福气。
That is so-called the true blessing.
不会害怕面对神。
You will not be afraid of facing God.
如果我们没有得到神的赦免。
And if you are not being forgiven by God.
那就会很害怕面对神。
Then you will be afraid to face God.
所以为什么很多人很怕死？
And why a lot of people is afraid of death.
其实很怕死的背后，就是很怕要面对一个不知的一个未来。
The fact that a person who's afraid of death is because they don't know what's going to happen in the future.
真的有审判吗？真的有天国地狱吗？
Is there going to be true this judgment or truly if there's a hell?
如果有的话，我要被怎么判？
So if there is truly a hell, how am I going to be judged?
但是对大卫来说。
But in terms of David,
我已经蒙神赦免了。
I've already been forgiven by God.
我的罪过已经被遮盖了。
All my iniquities has been covered.
我是有福气的。
And I am the blessed person.
所以天父很爱我们。
Therefore, our heavenly Father loves us dearly.
他爱我们，愿意呢把我们欠他的所有的这些账都取消了。
And he loves us so dearly that he will not keep a record of all of our sins.
我们知道父母爱儿女。
And we know that parents love their children.
但是、啊、 有什么东西让父母最伤心呢？
But what is one thing that causes grievances or griefs
往往
in parents?
往往就是儿女让父母最伤心。
And you know, more than often, children are the grief of parents.
往往是儿女让父母最担心。
And children also bring about a lot of anxiousness in parents.
还有呢，让父母最生气。
And also bring a lot of angers in parents.
啊，从小，这样就是父母要承担这种责任。
And as parents, they have to take up this kind of responsibility right from their young.
但是父母呢，没有做一个记录。
But then our parents never keep a record of our wrong.
你小时候连个尿布啊，哇，都没有，我都没有包好，你就开始喷了。
And when you're young, when I try to put on the diapers on you,
你没有打破,
you have already pee on it.
你没有打破几个杯子。
And you have already broken many glasses at home.
你没有顶嘴顶几次。
And you have already argued with me several times.
父母从来不会做这种记录。
Parents never keep a record of all of such.
哎，生气一下就算了。
And they may be angry, but it's only short-lived.
明天又再来新的一天。
And tomorrow is going to be a new day.
所以保罗说啊，爱啊，就是神的爱啊，就是不计算我们的罪。
Therefore, Paul says that love is from God, and then keeping no records of wrong.
所以我们要向神的爱来学习。
Therefore, we have to learn from our Lord God.
如果你要得到平安，
if you want to receive peace,
心中要得到神的恩典，
and if you want to receive blessings from God,
就要先把本来记录好的这本看不见的别人的恶的这个小册子呢，要把它撕掉。
And you must tear the records that you have in your heart about the wrongs that others has committed against you.
因为天父太爱我们了。
Because God has loved us so much.
我们看马太福音的第十八章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
主耶稣也讲了一个比喻。
There's a parable from Jesus.
马太福音的第十八章的二十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 21.
马太福音十八章的二十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我的弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？
Verse 21, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
彼得啊，有一次啊，直接走来跟主耶稣问一个问题。
So Peter once came to Jesus and asked him this.
彼得这个人很可爱，他很喜欢问问题。
And Peter was indeed adorable because he loved to ask questions.
他很喜欢突然间跑出来就跟主耶稣问一些比较难的问题。
He often throw a question at Jesus casually.
他常常觉得说我已经有答案了，希望从主耶稣那边得到一点肯定。
He always thought that he has the answer to his question.
他不是真的要问，而是真的是说我其实已经赦免了一个人七次了，那够了。
And he did not actually wanted to ask the Lord Jesus for this, but yet he just wanted Jesus to endorse him. That because he has forgiven others seven times.
我们知道，如果有一个人得罪你一次，其实都要原谅他的不容易。
We know that sometimes people has gone against us for just once, and we cannot even forgive him.
更何况是同一个人，但是七次呢？
Not even to say for the same person that has gone against you for seven times.
彼得其实心里面已经有答案，说主耶稣啊，那七次可以了吧？
And perhaps Peter was thinking to himself that seven times to the Lord Jesus is probably enough.
结果主耶稣的答案让他吓一跳。
But then the answer from Jesus has shocked him.
二十二节。
Over verse 22.
耶稣说，我对你说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
Verse 22, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
彼得说七次可以了吗？
And Peter said, "Is seven times good?"
因为按照这个犹大拉比的这个教导啊，就是四次就可以了，第五次你就可以不理他，就可以跟他算账了。
And according to the teachings from the Jewish rabbi, that you only need to forgive a person for four times only. Up to five times, everything can be let go.
那我现在七次已经多了三次了。
So now, if you have seven times. Is much more than the four times that you have forgiven others.
是七十个七次。
But then the Lord Jesus says no, but up to 70 times seven.
七就是完全数。
Seven is a perfect number.
七十也是完全数。
70 is also a perfect number.
所以七十乘以七不是四百九十的意思。
And if you were to have 70 times 7, it means 490 times.
就是不要再算,就完全的去饶恕的意思。
This is just an analogy to tell you that you should fully forgive this person.
那知道彼得听不懂。
So he know that Peter could not understand what he was talking about.
所以就讲一个比喻。
So then he had this parable.
23节。
Over at verse 23.
天国呢,好像一个王,要与他的仆人算账。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
这个王当然就是神了。
Of course, this king symbolizes God.
他的仆人就是我们。
And the servant symbolizes us.
24节。
Over at verse 24.
算的时候呢,有一个人带着一个欠1000万银子的来。
And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
因为没有什么可以还的,所以主人就吩咐把他和他的妻子儿女呢,还有一切的都卖掉来还债。
Verse 25, but as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made.
这也是一个很实在的例子。
And this is a very practical example.
在古代都有这种例子。
In ancient days, there's already this kind of example.
一个仆人做了某一些错误,他欠他的主人很多钱。
And a servant who has done a lot of wrong against the master, and he owed the master a lot.
前几年也有一个新闻。
Many years ago, there was a news.
在一个投资银行里面。
It was in the investment bank.
有一个中级的这个交易员。
And there was a trader.
他没有得到公司的真正的授权,
and without the authorization from the company, and he has done some trade,
以为可以赚很多钱,
and he thought that he's going to make some quick money,
自己有一些利益,
and also it will bring him some benefits.
结果全部亏了,
but then it was just in the opposite that he lost everything.
整个银行都因为他倒掉了,
and the bank has gone bankrupt because of his act.
那这里说了,一个人欠主人1000万两银子有多少呢?
And over here it says that someone who owed him 10,000 talents, what kind of debt is this?
这个1000万是中文的翻译,原文是10000个他连的。
In the original text, it says 10,000 talents.
一个他连的就是6000个denarii.
And one talent means 6,000 denarii.
一个人一天的工资就是一个denarii.
And a day's wage will be equivalent to 1 denarii.
所以这里所说的中文1000万两银子啊,就是等于一个人6000万天的工资.
So over here, 10,000 talents means that someone who has to work 60 million days to make this money.
你一天赚多少? 乘以6000万就是这个数目了。
So whatever you make in a day times 60 million will be this amount.
哇,如果你一天赚100块,以今天来说就61了。
And if you were to make $100 a day in over 60 million days, you will be making $6 billion.
你欠人家61,你还得了吗?
And if you owe someone $6 billion, are you able to repay it?
你这个人值多少钱?
How much do you worth as a person?
当然我们说了,生命是无价的,也不能这样算哦。
Of course, we can say that life is priceless. We cannot count it this way.
但是在古代来说,生命是有价钱的。
But in the ancient days, there's a price to one's life.
长得高一点的,好看一点的,就值多一点。
For those who are taller and better looking, they're worth more.
矮一点的,瘦一点的,就卖少一点钱。
And for those who are shorter and skinnier, they were worth less.
但是就算全家, 包括老婆,包括小孩抓去卖啊, 也没有办法还那6000万银子。
Even if they were to sell his wife, his children, and everything else, it will not repay this amount of money.
这个代表什么?
And what is this representing?
这个代表我们向我们欠神的罪债,我们亏欠神的恩典了,就算我们一辈子献身啊,做工啊,卖掉所有家产啊,奉献给神啊,其实你也还不了。
This means to say that whatever grace and also blessings that we receive from the Lord, we can never repay with our entire lifetime.
我们常常听到有人说啊,哎呀,我要多做圣工啊,要报答神的恩典。
And we often hear our brothers and sisters said that I need to do works for God to repay the grace of God.
我要奉献啊,要报答神的恩典。
And I wanted to make offerings to repay the grace of God.
什么叫报答?
And what do we mean by repay?
你请我吃一顿饭，我请你吃一顿饭就报答，就是可以了，差不多了，那打平了。
And if you take me out for lunch, and I'll do the same, likewise to you, and then we are equal.
但是我们欠神那么多。
But then we have owed the Lord God so much.
这也报答不了。
There's no way that you can repay everything.
所以这个时候，那个仆人就俯伏，26节，就俯伏在地下拜这个王啊。
At this point, over at verse 26, the servant therefore fell down before him, saying,
主啊，宽容我，我将来的都要还清。
Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.
哇，他就求王赦免他。
And he begged for the forgiveness from the king.
我将来会还给你的。
In the future, I'll pay everything back to you.
其实王也心里有数啊。
But then the king knew better.
你欠我的不可能还得了。
And he knew better that this servant will never be able to repay whatever was owed.
但是二十七节就说，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了。
At verse 27, then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt.
就免了他的债，就把他的债就取消了。
And his debt has been forgiven.
这个就是天父对我们的爱。
This is the kind of love that the Lord God has for us.
那不计算我们的恶。
He will never keep a record of our wrongs.
保罗也是常常这样想。
And Paul often think about it this way.
我们看提摩太前书。
Please turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书一章的十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
一章的十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
保罗常常提醒他自己。
Paul always remind himself.
我今天可以站在神的面前，可以做神的工人。
Before the Lord God today, I'm able to work for Him.
是神的怜悯。
It's because of the mercy of God.
基督耶稣降世。
When the Lord Jesus came to this world.
为要拯救罪人。
Is to save the sinners.
我们在座都是罪人。
And every one of us here are sinners.
我们只是蒙恩的罪人。
And we, the only difference is we are the sinners that receive blessing from God.
那保罗说了，其实我罪最大。
And Paul admitted that he has the greatest sins of all.
他就像那个欠主人一千万两银子那个人这样子。
And he was just likened to that servant who owed 10,000 talents to the master.
他不单只不信。
Not only he was in disbelief,
他还逼迫基督徒。
And he was unbelief, and he also persecuted Christians.
杀了很多教会里面的人。
And he also killed many followers of Jesus.
他最欢喜这样做。
And he loved to do that.
所以他一这样子，他自己其实欠主很多债。
And because of all those persecutions that he has done, he has owed the Lord God so much.
第十六节。
Over at verse 16.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
However, for this reason, I obtain mercy that in me, first Jesus Christ might show all long sufferings as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
保罗为什么他能够他蒙圣灵的感动写说爱就是不计算人的恶呢？
So why was Paul be able to be touched to write up this love about keeping no records of others wrong?
因为他从神身上常常感觉到神没有计算他的恶。
That is because he always experienced the Lord God has never kept a record of the wrongs that he has done.
这是一种很重要的感动。
And this is a very important inspiration.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天也是一样。
It is the same token for us today.
爱是不计算人的。
Love is not keeping a record of others' wrongs.
一想到我们向主耶稣欠多少的时候。
When we think about how much that we have owed Jesus.
其实别人对你怎么样已经不是很重要。
It is not important how others has not treating you well.
小弟在教会服事也有一些时间。
And for myself, I've been serving in the church for quite some time.
有时候在侍奉的时候跟人的相处当中。
And during my servitude and also dealing with others.
当然也会遇到人间的误会。
And of course, there could be some misunderstanding sometimes.
也有一些人的不理解。
And also people may not understand why I did that.
甚至不是很客气。
Or even at the point where people are treating me not nice.
但是当我心里面不开心的时候,
but when I don't feel happy in me,
我会跪下去祷告,
and I kneel down and pray.
我说主啊, 感谢你, 你赦免了我那么多的罪。
And I thank God for the fact that He has forgiven so much sins that I've committed.
那别人对我的一点点误会或者是言语,
and all those misunderstanding from others is also minuscule because it's not worth of remembering.
因为我这个大罪人, 主耶稣你都赦免了。
As a great sinners, just as such as I, have been forgiven by God.
那其他人对你的一点点小的或者是什么的事情，我们都可以放开。
Not even to mention all those wrongs that others has done unto us that we must not keep a record.
那看回来马太福音的第十八章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
那28节。
Verse 28.
那但是这个故事的发展呢，就有一个转折了。And
the development of this story has an inflection point.
本来这个故事应该就这样子结束了。At
the beginning, the story will just conclude at this point.
因为呢，主人已经免债了。Because
the master has already forgiven his debt.
我们看十八章的27节。Let's
read Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse.
27. 马太十八章二十七节，那主仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。Then
the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt.
一个人为什么会赦免别人？
Why was a person able to forgive others?
神会怎么会赦免我们？
And why God forgive us?
因为他动了慈心。
Because he was moved with compassion.
觉得这个人那么可怜。
And he felt that this person was so pitiful.
他都已经跪在那边求我了。
He's already kneeling down over there to back me.
他又有太太，又有小孩， 给他卖了也没有用啊。
And even to the point where if he were to sell his wife and children, it's useless.
他的那个怜悯的心就出来。
And his compassion and mercy has shown.
一有怜悯的心，就想要饶恕。
And once you have compassion or mercy, you want to forgive.
我小时候都很不乖啊。
And when I was little, I was not behaving.
不乖的时候呢，就做了很多事情让父母生气。
And when I was not behaving, I would have done a lot of things that is causing my parents grief.
当然父母有时候会生气，就会骂了，然后打了。
Of course, when my parents get angry, they will spank me.
那打完之后呢？
How about what had happened after spanking?
妈妈爸爸又来会跟我涂药。
And then my parents will come over and try to touch up my wounds.
有一次我还记得很清楚。
And there was one occasion where I remember very clearly.
很小的时候。
When I was very little.
被管教。
And I was reprimanded by my parents.
我就哭了。
And then I cried.
我看到我妈妈来帮我涂药，她也哭了。
And I saw my mother came to touch up my wounds. She cried as well.
我就想说，我哭是因为我痛，你为什么哭呢？
And I was thinking to myself, well, I have this wound on me. I was crying for a reason, but why you?
如果我把我打那么痛，你应该不打我就好了。
And if you, if you know that this is causing me so much pain, why didn't you not do it at the beginning?
长大我就明白了。But
as I grow up, then I understand.
因为父母都有个慈心。
Because there's always compassion from our parents.
慈心呢，动了，哎，这个王。 就好了，算了，把他释放了。
And because of a master's compassion, he was able to forgive his debt.
免了他的债，释放 release 他的。
And then also release him.
圣经里面把饶恕这个字呢讲得很清楚。
And the Bible has very clearly explained this word, forgive.
什么叫做饶恕？
What do we mean by forgive?
有人就这样说了，饶恕就是忘记，还有饶恕。
Some people may say that forgiving is about
forgetting. 饶恕之后你要忘记，你要想都不要想，记都不记起来。
And once you forgive someone, you will forget about everything.
其实圣经不是这样讲。
But then that's not what the Bible has defined.
圣经里面所谓的饶恕是什么？
And what is the definition of forgiving in the Bible?
路加福音的第六章。
Please turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 6.
六章37节。
Chapter 6 verse 37.
路加六章37节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 37.
你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。 你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。饶恕这个字的原文是释放。
Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. And this forgive, in the original text, it means to release.
哇，圣经主耶稣这句话很有力量。
And the words of the Lord Jesus carries power.
你不论断人，你就不会被论断。
If you do not judge others, you will not be judged.
你不定人他的罪，你就不会被定罪。
If you do not condemn others, then you will not be condemned.
但是如果你饶恕人呢？
But as in the same token, as you forgive others,
你会被饶恕。
You will be forgiven.
饶恕是中文的翻译。
And forgive this, there's a Chinese translation.
其实原文是
of forgiveness.
原文是你释放人。你自己也会蒙释放。
In the original text, this word forgiven means that to have someone released from you.
有时候我们没有办法放下。
And sometimes there are things that we just couldn't let go.
哇，我们自己其实很痛苦。
And it was very painful.
你只是想这个事。
And think about this.
一直在介意。
And you continuously picking on it.
你把这个记录拿出来看，你要说，嘿，他还欠我1,000,000 银子，这个人太可恶了。
And if you always revisit the records that you have, you know that this person owe you 10,000 talents.
我还要算他点利息呢。
And you know what? I'm going to pick up some interest from him.
如果一趴的话，那明年就不是只欠我1,000,000两银子了。
And if on 1% of interest annually, I'm going to have much more money next year.
看起来是那个人 被捆绑，其实你自己也是被捆绑。
As if the person who has been bonded, but yet yourself has not been released.
但是圣经所说的饶恕，就是把它释放。
But the Bible tells us that to forgive us is forgive others, which means to release others.
不是把它忘记。
It is not about forgiving that person, forgetting that person.
你永远没有办法忘记别人对你做了什么。
You will never be able to forget about those wrongs that others have done to you.
有时候你越要忘记就越忘不了。
More than often you find that it's, when you try to forget things, it makes you remember harder.
比如说你要告诉自己，哎呀，我忘记昨天我吃了什么拉肚子，我忘记它，我要忘记它。哎，你一想起就记得了。
And take for instance, if you try to forget about the things that cause you diarrhea, yesterday, but then it's just keep on reminding you once again.
饶恕不是忘记。
And to forgive is not to forget.
你也忘不了。
There's no way that you can forget about it.
但是圣经说，饶恕是释放。
But then the Bible tells us that to forgive is to release.
不跟他算了，放他吧。
To not make an account of it.
所以主耶稣说，你释放别人，自己也得到释放了。
Once you release others, in the same way that you're releasing yourself.
哇，这个是太宝贵的道理啊。
And this is such a precious teaching.
谁可以释放我们自己？
Who can release us?
不是神啊。
It's not God.
当然神可以赦免我们的罪。
Of course, God can forgive our sins.
真正可以释放我们自己的是我们自己。
And the one who can truly release ourself is we ourselves.
但是那个仆人呢？他被释放之后呢？他没有去释放别人。
But then the servant asked after he has been released by the master, he did not release others.
我们看回来马太福音的第十八章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
十八章的二十八节。
Chapter 18 verse 28.
那仆人出来遇见他一个同伴，欠他10两银子。
But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
然后呢，就抽住他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“你把你欠我的赶快还给我。”
And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe."
主耶稣讲的比喻都很有戏剧性哦。那个人刚被释放出来，应该很开心啊，跳啊，走啊，哇，拍手啊。
The parables that was mentioned by the Lord Jesus is always very dramatic. At this point, the servant should have been so happy about how the master has forgiven him.
他跟他太太跟他孩子说，你看我们现在不用被卖掉了，我们可以重新开始了。
He probably would have told his children and his wife that, you know what, from now on, we owe no debts to others.
就刚好又碰到他一个朋友。
But just right at this point, it was a coincidence that he bumped into this fellow servant.
他一看到他就想起一件事情。
And once he met this person, he immediately remembered one thing.
这个人欠我十两银子。
This person owed me a hundred denarii.
十两也不少，十两就是一百天的工资。
Of course, a hundred denarii means that 100 days of wages.
所以以今天来说，大概都是上万的了，差不多上万块的这个价钱。
In today's valuation, it could have, it could easily worth more than 10,000.
也不少钱，但是呢，比起一千万是很少。
Of course, 10,000 is a lot of money, but in comparison to 10 billion, this is much less.
但是呢，他就想说，哎，那你。赶快抓住他，赶快还给我吧。
Then he quickly laid his hands on him and took him by his throat and asked him to pay him back.
那为什么他会马上出来，马上遇到这个事情呢？
And why did he met this person immediately that he went out from the house of the master?
其实有时候是神的设计，神的预备。
And sometimes that could be the arrangements of God.
神要考验你。
And God wanted to test you.
我赦免你了，你一出去就碰到别人欠你十两银子，看你怎么处理。
And when I have forgiven you, I will let you bump into someone who owe you some debt and see how you deal with it.
这个是很大的考验呢。
This is the greatest trial of all.
那看他的反应。
And so how did he react?
第三十节。
Over at verse 30.
我们看第二十九节，那个同伴就跪下来求他说：“哎呀，赦免我了，那给我时间，我以后一定还给你。”
So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
哇，他也讲一样的话，一样的台词哦。
He said the very same thing that he said to his master.
这个台词是他自己刚刚在里面讲过的同一样句话。
This is exactly what he had said to his master when he was in there.
但是换了一个角度呢，那他就没办法，他说不行，你一定要还我。
But then he was looking at this matter from another perspective that he was not able to forgive him.
然后就把他放到监牢里面了。
So then he put him in the jail.
那他就没有办法去免他的债。
And he was not able to forgive the servant's debt.
那这个事情让主人知道。
So later on, the master learned about this incident.
主人就很不开心了。
And the master was not happy.
主人就生气了。
And the master was angry.
我们看三十三节。
Over at verse 33.
你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续礼吗？
Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant?
主要我们的就是要有连续的心。
Just as I had pity on you, and the Lord God wanted us to have mercy and compassion on others.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
所以后来三十四节说主人就大怒，就把他原来赦免那个人呢，就把他的债又找回来，把他放到监牢里面。
And over at verse 34 it says that his master was angry and delivered him to the torturer until he should pay all that he was due to him.
这是主耶稣讲那个比喻。
So this is a parable from the Lord Jesus.
保罗的他每天都告诉自己，当然主耶稣讲那个比喻是比较消极。
And Paul reminded himself every single day.
主耶稣讲那个比喻是从消极的地方来讲。
Of course, this parable from the Lord Jesus may be a little extreme.
那保罗所说的爱是不计算人的恶，是从积极的层面来讲。
And Paul, to have spoken about mercy and compassion shown towards others is much, a much more
积极的,
proactive way of putting it.
如果我们想我们的心理状态很平安,
if we think about our inner self being peaceful,
如果我们自己能够被释放,
if we are able to release ourselves,
如果我们想得到神的更大的恩典,
if we wanted to receive more grace from God,
从今天开始,
and from now on,
你回到家跟你孩子讲话的时候,
as you speak to your children,
不要说来你上个月上个 前年说了什么事情，你看每次都是这样子，
And you should not keep a record of whatever your children have said several years back.
今天的事就讲今天的就好了，不要把十年前那个搬出来。
You only talk about the matters of the day. Do not, pick on the things that happened years ago.
最怕我们在家里无论是兄弟姐妹跟父母讲话，或是配偶最怕就是吵架的时候把那个十年前、二十年前的通通全部搬出来。
What we are most afraid of in the family, whether we're speaking to our parents, our children, our siblings, It's about making an account of things that happened years ago.
所以帕说你以前呢、啊？啊，这个很难。
What we are afraid to hear is that someone always said that something that we have done years ago.
你想想看，如果我们今天跪在主耶稣的面前，主耶稣显现的时候，你以前，那我们就讲不下去了。
And today, if we were to kneel down before the Lord, and He is making an account of all those things that we have done in the past, we'll be speechless.
主耶稣把我们的这个欠他的都撕掉了。
And the Lord God has torn the records of our wrongs.
那我们今天爱有怜悯的心。
And today, the love that we have does have mercy and compassion.
也要学习。做不计算人的。
And we must learn not to keep a record of others' wrong.
但这个是很难。
But then I would admit that this is something very difficult to do.
一般靠自己也做不到。
In general, it would be hard to depend on our own efforts to change this.
只有靠神。
It is only relying on God.
真的很难。
It is truly very difficult.
但是靠神。神不会把做不了的事告诉我们的。
But then if we rely on God, God will not give us some task that is hard to achieve.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Please sing him.
332首。
332.